To the editor. Through all the noise and the chatter, it's hard to understand what the community as a whole really thinks about the new central library. Some see promise in a new, larger facility that will complement our neighborhood branches, while others fear change and are unsure of this new model. The library has led a comprehensive and multi-year community consultation effort that finds an overwhelming amount of support for the central library. Consultation started with a steering committee which included Chief Solomon from Fort William First Nation, former City Councilor Rebecca Johnson, Andre Rosario, representing youth, Jace Watford, representing those with lived experience of poverty, Charmaine McCraw, Library Board, Jason Thompson, past chair of the Chamber of Commerce, and Councilors Girtuga and Hamilton. This committee unanimously endorsed the plans for the central library at every step in the process. A major public survey was conducted in 2023 to huge success with over 2,200 respondents. An independent statistician determined that the average Thunder Bay taxpayer would be willing to pay an extra $30-40 on their taxes to fund the new central library. This was true across all demographics such as age, income, and ward. The library held 9 public engagement sessions that were open to the public, where the vast majority of attendees left supporting the new vision. Community groups are pouring out their support, with groups as diverse as Roots to Harvest, United Way, Elevate NWO, Norwest Community Health Centers, NWO Innovation Center, Multicultural Association, LUSU, Science North, Our Kids Count, and the Métis Nation of Ontario, all publicly endorsing the project, more than 55 in total. Change will always be difficult, but the library can proudly say that it has the support of the vast majority of the community behind the new vision for our future. Richard Togman, CEO, Thunder Bay Public Library.